And so we can see him. It says also in verse 12, I turned to see the voice and that spake to me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the seven candlesticks was one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about with paps and golden girdle. And look at this in verse 14. And his head and his hairs were white as wool and white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and he had feet like unto a fine brass, as if they had been burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. Glory to God. That's a picture of Jesus. Man, that tells me great things about his character. So let's go back to the scripture in Revelation chapter 4, verse 7. And we see that he's like a lion. He's like an ox. He's got the face of a man and a flying eagle. And what does that say? Well, just like in Matthew, we talked about from the tabernacle, there was that heavenly color of purple. There's also this beautiful picture of the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is this lion figure. He's the king of the beast. The Bible said that the righteous are as bold as a lion. We can have that lionel characteristic. And the Bible said that the lion is the king of the beast, and he turns not away from any. And so Jesus is portrayed as a lion, and we are of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Glory to God. Also the ox. That goes along with the picture of that scarlet suffering servant in the book of Mark. Jesus is seen in service, bearing as the patient ox does, his burden and the load of human need. Praise the Lord. We see that characteristic in our King, and we want that in our heart. We want to serve as he served. Glory to God. And also he's portrayed like the face of the Son of Man, or a man. And Luke, we remember that, the Son of Man. He was portrayed in that white color, that purity of man serving perfectly under God. We see the face of the man, Jesus, throughout the book of Luke, with human intelligence and sympathy and love and being our example. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus was all man. He was all God, and he failed not. And we could follow him and walk in love and never fail. Amen. And of course, the eagle in Revelation, the flying eagle. The book of John talks about the heavenly characteristic, the blue character that bearing the image of the man from heaven, the Son of God. Amen. The eagle from heaven soaring back there as the place where he was with the Father before he came to the world. A soaring view into eternity. Jesus can give us an insider's view into eternity because he's from there. He's our soaring eagle. And we can wait upon the Lord and mount up with wings as eagles and run and not be weary and walk and not faint. As we keep looking to him, we see so many things in Jesus that we can draw from. And his character was flawless and beautiful and magnificent. And even though we have to live in this ugly world and have to face some very, very terrible things, and some of the things are that make our skin cringe and just, oh, Lord, why do I have to be here? But if we'll wait on the Lord and receive strength from him, we have a job to do, to be a light, to be a witness. Jesus did his job. He was faithful in his Father's house. He was faithful in all the things God asked him to do. And boy, sometimes we want to run and hide, but if we'll just receive strength from on high, we can run our race. Somebody is counting on us. Certainly God the Father, certainly God the Son, and of course the Holy Spirit. But there are people on this earth that need a witness, and you've been placed strategically where you are to be that witness on your job, in your neighborhood, to your children, to your nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, mothers, brothers, sisters, fathers, all the relatives that you have. They may not even listen to you right now, but if you'll just lay down your life in intercession and prayer and be a living example of God's grace, something great will happen as a result. Thank God for the kingdom character that we can turn to the Lord. Though none be faithful, God is faithful, and he will do what he says. Father, thank you for touching every heart, every life. Thank you for the cross of the kingdom. that is our greatest influence on our life in the kingdom. And I give you praise and honor for developing your character inside of us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We'll see you on the next message. God bless you. Goodbye.